From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another edition of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he continues a series of messages on the Lord's Prayer. In the present message, he is focusing on the petition, "And forgive us our debts," specifically how to deal with sin in the life of a Christian. It is important that we understand what is meant by pardon for sin, for some believers have confused notions about forgiveness. As we'll see, when we ask God to forgive our debts, we are praying for a free, a full, and a felt pardon for sin. This is the path to true assurance of forgiveness. Dr. Cairns will continue this message shortly. First of all, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled Perfection and Preservation. The text is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. What will he do? He will sanctify us wholly. See the previous verse. He will carry on the work of purification till we are perfect in every part. He will preserve our whole spirit and soul and body blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will not allow us to fall from grace, nor come under the dominion of sin. What great favors are these! Well may we adore the giver of such unspeakable gifts. Who will do this? The Lord, who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, out of death and sin into eternal life in Christ Jesus. Only he can do this. Such perfection and preservation can only come from the God of all grace. Why will he do it? Because he is faithful. Faithful to his own promise, which is pledged to save the believer. Faithful to his Son, whose reward it is that his people shall be presented to him faultless. Faithful to the work which he has commenced in us by our effectual calling. It is not their own faithfulness, but the Lord's own faithfulness on which the saints rely. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the Let the Bible Speak audio magazine. This is available in CD or cassette form and is similar in content to the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of Let the Bible Speak audio magazine simply by writing to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
John wrote to the young Christians. In 1 John 5, he says, "Here's the reason I'm writing these things to you." And notice he's saying, "I'm writing to you who believe. I'm writing them that you may know that you have eternal life." When we come to the Lord saying, "Lord, forgive us," we need to know it's a faithful pardon. It's a pardon that is grounded in the promise of God. We need a free pardon. If God said, I'm going to pay 99% and I'll leave you 1%, we would all be in hell. If he said, I will pay 99.99999% and leave you to pay the other fraction, we would still be in hell. Our sin is great. Our guilt demands the wrath of an infinitely holy God. And unless his pardon is free to us, we can never have it. That's why I hate the religions of this world. I hate apostate Christianity. I hate the denominational message that tells sinners, do this and do that and do the other thing. I hate the Arminian garbage that says, God has done his part. Now it's up to you to do your part. Because if God does not give me a free pardon, he gives me no pardon whatsoever. It is not by works of righteousness that we have done. It is not by payments we have made. Thank God it is by a pardon full and faithful and free. And let me tell you, it's a felt pardon we're asking for. Now, you can be pardoned and sometimes not feel it. Some people can't grasp this. I had a friend in Ballymoney, and actually he wasn't the first. Martin Luther was very much like this. And many of the other reformers were very, very much like this. But this fellow said to me, he said, look, I'm saved and I know it. How could I have God the Holy Ghost living within me and not know it? How could I have all my sins wiped out and not know it? How could I possess eternal life and not know it? How could I be rightly related to God and not have any idea about it? He says, that doesn't make any sense to me. You see, God did a mighty work in his heart and life, and he came, as soon as he was saved, into a great assurance of salvation and became a mighty servant of God. I said, you know, the Lord deals with different people in different ways. And I have to take the reality that when John said, I'm writing to you who believe, to make you know, I have to believe that at that time there were some people who were having trouble with assurance. There are Christians who sometimes, and sometimes because of sin, because of disobedience, sometimes it's because of, say as in the case of hymn writer William Cowper, because of a very melancholic type of spirit, a depressive, introverted type of spirit. Sometimes because of lack of theological teaching and clarity. There are Christians who are forgiven, but they don't always feel the full joy of it. And there are times when people who have had the assurance and joy of salvation feel their God. And it's very difficult for them to re-enter the felt joy of God's pardon. When we pray, Father, forgive us, we're praying for a felt pardon. The old Scotsman, the old Highland Presbyterian, put it well when he tried to describe God's salvation and he found that his oratory wasn't up to the job. I mean, that's saying something for a Scotsman, because they can normally talk about anything at any length and make a good job of it. But he couldn't do the job. And then he finally said, "Ach man, it's better felt than telt." And there's a lot of truth in that. It's better felt than telt. It is a felt pardon. Now, that's what we're praying for. Specifically involved in that. taking the full meaning of the word. What we're praying is, Lord, blot out our sin. Remember that this is a basic meaning of the word. It means send them away. Send our sins away. Now, when the Lord Jesus sent the multitude away, what happened? Do you need me to describe that? Can you see the distance constantly getting greater and greater? He sent them away. That's what we're praying. Lord, do to our sins what you did to the multitude. Send them away. From whom? From the Lord Himself. Put them away from you and from your memory. We read this morning in the 51st Psalm in verse 1, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Put them away from God. You remember the Day of Atonement? If you want to read all the details, you can read it in Leviticus chapter 16. Remember in the Day of Atonement, there was that great story recorded of what happened with the goats of the sin offering. The Lord tells us that there were two goats. And there's one that is called the goat of sending away. I haven't time to expound the details of the Day of Atonement. But those two goats, one who died, one who went away into the wilderness, they typify one sacrifice, two aspects of the sacrifice of Christ. One is by the shedding of His blood He propitiates the wrath of God, puts away the wrath that was our due, and reconciles us unto God. The other is He puts away from the holy presence of God forever and forever. He puts away our sin. The goat of sending away reminds us when we pray for forgiveness, we pray, Lord, send our sin away. And this is how the Lord describes Himself. I, even I, am He that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember thy sins. We're praying, Lord, forgive us. Send our sins away. We're praying, obviously, Lord, do not inflict the punishment of those sins upon us. Do not put upon us the just desert of our sins. Rather, deal with us on the ground of the blood of Jesus Christ. You remember the lovely parable the Lord Jesus told about the Pharisee and the publican? The Pharisee went in and he prayed with himself. Let me stop for a minute. That's one of the most telling phrases in Scripture. He prayed thus with himself. How many preachers, priests, and people across Christendom this morning are standing in church praying thus with themselves? They may sound very sanctimonious, but God in heaven has not the slightest interest in the rubbish they're talking. Selfish, proud, man-centered. God says they pray with themselves. But there was a poor publican, a sinner, and he felt his sin so much he wouldn't even look up to heaven, but in Jewish fashion smote upon his breast. And he cried, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And that cry, God, be merciful, the word is a word that relates to atonement. God, be propitiated toward me, the sinner. God, deal with me on the ground of the blood of the sacrifice. I confess my sin. But, O Lord, deal with me according to the blood of the sacrifice. Do not inflict what I deserve upon me. Give me rather what Christ deserved vicariously for me. It also means, of course, release us from the debt that we have incurred. Now, it's a very important thing to recognize when you come asking for forgiveness for your debts. You're asking that the debts already accumulated be wiped out. But you're not asking, nor is it ever right to ask, to be released from the duty that God and His law have laid upon us. But we have all broken that law. We have accumulated great debts. What can we do about them? What will we bring to God to pay for that mountain of debt? Nothing. The hymn writer said, "Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling." Wipe out our debt. I spoke about a felt pardon. What we're praying is, "Lord, cleanse my conscience and deliver me from all my guilt." As we read in the 51st Psalm, in verse 2, "Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, cleanse me from my sin." Verse 14, "Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation." What was David talking about here? Remember, this was after a great sin of David's. I have no apology to make for David's sin. He committed adultery, and to cover it, he schemed to put one of his mighty men. If you read the list of his mighty men, Uriah was among them. One of his best soldiers, one of his most devoted followers, he schemed to put him in the hottest part of the battle to make sure he would be killed, to cover up for David's sin. There's no excuse for that, you know. He might have been a great king and a great saint and a great man of God in every other way, but that's a blot on David's history and David's character for which there's no excuse. We can say that David didn't live in our day. The day in which David lived, kings would have done that, and I don't think there's one other king in the world would have lost one wink of sleep over it. There wasn't one other king living to whom it would have been a matter of concern, because they were absolute monarchs. They owned everything and every person under their control as their chattels, and he could take what he wanted, when he wanted, why he wanted, for how long he wanted, and every man's life was in his hand. That was the law, that was the rule of society. But it was not the rule of God. And David knew it. And so, burdened down with guilt, there was nobody on earth to visit punishment upon him. There was nobody on earth who could say anything to him about it. But in his heart, he knew he had grieved God. Now let me tell you, if you're a Christian here this morning, you know exactly how that feels. Every Christian here, and many unsaved people, know the very same thing. That there are things in your life that I don't know about, and others don't know about, and there's nobody on earth can visit vengeance, and yet it eats at your soul, and the guilt brings such misery to your heart. That's why David prayed, "Lord, cleanse me. Lord, do this deep inward work. Touch my conscience." And I'm using the language of Hebrews 9 now, the purging of the conscience. The purging of the conscience. "Lord, cleanse my conscience, so that not only in the sight of God will my sin be put away, and my heart be clear and pure and clean, but in my own heart I will feel clean. Cleanse my conscience."
You've been listening listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.